You're listening to Inclusive AF with Jackie Clayton and Katie Van Horn.
Oh, Jackie.
What you doing, Kate?
Oh, I'm stressing, my friend.
That literally sounded like a call for help. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Inclusive AF podcast. This is Jackie Clayton.
And this is Katie Van Horn. And no, I'm not bleeding out. Just to be clear, I haven't been, you know, there wasn't a knife fight over here or anything like that, but we're kind of in a knife fight.
We're in a bull fight.
We're in a big fight. Yeah.
Not with each other.
No. Yeah. That only happens on Sundays and it's Monday. So Jackie, tomorrow is November 8th.
I am gonna throw up. Listen to me. We live, first of all, we both need to move. Me, I live in Texas, as you know. Like, if it's not Florida, it is where?
Arizona.
That's right. And I don't even know how we've been able to live this long in these respective yeah. states doing yeah. the work that we do.
Well, like for me, and I know it's the same for you, like there's so many good people in this state doing great things.
Yes.
And so I feel good about like, wow, no, it's like, it's going to be okay. We have good people and we have, you know, a younger generation that's highly motivated to like make things happen.
Yes.
So I feel good on that end, but holy, tomorrow could be rough in both of our states.
It's going to be rough. It is going to be rough. I really hope that Beto has a chance in Texas. I think he'd be very exciting and be able to major reform. I mean, a lot is riding on it.
Yeah.
I mean, our lives do depend on it.
Yeah. And that's, I think we're in the same spot in Arizona with, you know, Katie Hobbs versus.
Yes. I've been watching that race.
It's unfortunate because I do think that Carrie Lake is going to win, just based on polls, but, you know, so we're going to secede from the union and it's going to be great. Everything's going to be fine.
That's right. We're moving to Canada and, something
like Florida would be a better option. Like, you know, our dear friend John lives in Florida and like, we could be like, oh, we should move to Florida. That's a better option right now.
Like, how sad is that? I mean,
and it's humid there. So I really couldn't ever, like, my hair would never be straight again.
Mm-mm. I lived there once and I can't anymore.
No.
But we have to figure out, like, I think a lot of people are voting, but we're feeling the stress. We at Textio are giving people a day off if they need it to go vote. It's like, just take it and do it.
Right. And it's funny. I had the same conversation with my leadership team. They're like, so I know it's like 2 hours or whatever. It's like whatever the federal guidelines are, which I don't even remember. I think it is 2 hours that they're allowed off work. And I was like, I don't care how long it takes them. Just go vote. Like, I think you and I both, like, it is the take whatever time you need, because we know that there's some funkiness going on at a lot of the polls and a lot of the polling locations have closed. So it's just it is an issue, and we need to make sure that people have the time to, unfortunately, maybe wait in line.
Yes.
And we have got to get this handled. So this isn't really like a voting. I don't know if we could call this like a voting episode, because what I'll say is we probably should have done this a few weeks ago when it was more like registered vote. But there is a person on Instagram that I followed that I actually started. I unfollowed him yesterday.
Really?
Do you want to tell? You want me to tell you why? And it's not where you would think I would go.
Yeah, I want to know why.
Because, and I don't. I'm not that I'm like, anyone can have their views. He was laughing about, I don't even vote. Ha 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 ha.
That's and not funny. Kind
of like, I want to come out of myself and be like, that's not funny. And I guess I'm also like, I don't even care how you vote, but like to make a joke of it or make it like, oh, it's not a big deal or your vote doesn't count. Like, we know every single ballot counts.
Yes.
And it's such a critical thing. And so go vote, folks. What is the major holdup? I don't understand.
I don't either. And I just, I mean, some of the stuff that I saw, like this past week, Oprah endorsed Beto O'Rourke. And I was like 2 days ago. And I'm like, oh, okay, come on. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it should be interesting. I can tell you, Beto has spent the last 1,175 days of the last 2,048 days running for office. And he has been no joke. He has been everywhere.
Yeah.
Abbott has not been in as many places. And I just hope people realize that, you know, that we have to get this done.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.
The criticality. I don't even know if that's a word.
I was like, is that a word?
I feel like it is, and it should be.
It is today.
Yeah. Today's a good word for, I mean, today's a good day to say that. Because, like, it's such a critical midterm election. And it's so funny, because I always feel like people, like, for the longest time, people kind of skip midterms because nothing major was really, like, happening, or that was the feeling. And now it's like, oh, no, these are, like, critical elections. And like the fact that we are in this spot where this could shift the country in a very dangerous way.
Yes. And I'm counting on it.
Yeah.
At least within some places that we already know.
Right.
I mean, and at the same time, I think part of the reason why I get so agitated is the work that we do. Like, I know, thankfully, at Textio, it's not going to make a difference. Mm-hmm. That we'll continue to do that. But in talking to like my team, my talent acquisition and diversity team, I was like, it's critical that we get our words out there and make sure that people know that this is a safe place where we're working on building an inclusive place where everyone can belong. As soon as possible, and sharing some of the information, because I don't think that candidates know what to look for when you're looking for a place that's inclusive or where they can feel safe, because that is what happened. And I forgot, and I remember now. Do you remember, like, after, and it's just been the chaos that's been going on more recently. We are inclusive AF. We do want other people to have, you know, their opinions. We have our personal beliefs. And it made me think of when Biden was elected president, regardless of where we were, how we were breathing again. And I hadn't realized that I had been holding my breath for that long. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to go through that again, personally. Right. And I don't, it's difficult because you don't feel safe. And that's a scary place to be.
Amen. And I think that I don't think it was as in my face as it was for people of color, but it very definitely was a hold my breath as I thought about colleagues, friends, just people. And like, how do we have the conversation of it, and this is the whole thing. Yes, everyone's allowed to have their opinion, but if your opinion harms someone else, then it's,
that's not a difference of opinion.
That's not, yeah, that's you, you're wrong. And I think that's the piece that, like, I don't know if you've noticed this or if this is happening in Texas, but it's definitely happening in Arizona. The just complete absence of truth in the ads.
Yes.
And all of, and you're like, what are you talking about? Like, it's so over the top. Like, if anyone actually, like, and people do, and that's the unfortunate place that we're in, but it's if people actually believe any of these ads, or even 80% of the ads, you're like, oh yeah, we're in big trouble and there are major issues and we need to vote these people out. Or, hey, we need to have a completely different way of thinking about this. But I don't know.
You're really Yanni. What is, I'm gonna start calling you Yanni.
I'm very tired, Jackie. I'm a little stressed out, Jackie. And then I think the other piece, like going forward, it's the, we know what's going to happen. Like, we know that there's an announcement coming any day now from 45 that he's going to run again.
Yeah.
And that, you know, having the support on at the state level for that, especially knowing that so many of these people are going to go after gerrymandering and voter, you know, voter suppression, it is disturbing, to say the least. It's super disturbing. So I think those are the parts that, I don't know how you feel about it, but that's the other part that freaks me out is, oh my goodness gracious, what are we going to do? Not just right now in the next couple of weeks, but down the road.
Yes. That's where I am. I don't know if I can't imagine with all the things that have happened that's hurt so many people. I can't imagine what type of catalyst you need in order to convince people like this is really important. I don't know what else could happen. And I probably shouldn't say that because that's like famous last words, but I cannot imagine what else could happen.
I don't want to even go down that path. I mean, I think we do know what can happen. And I think we're marching closer and closer to that. And so that's where I...
Scary.
It's scary.
I think the other day we were talking about it. And one thing that you hear a lot when we are talking about this type of work, and when I say this type of work in trying to create inclusive workspaces, is that people will say, oh, I don't want you to check off the box, or, oh, you should do it because it's the right thing to do. Freaking nobody does things because it's the right thing to do. I just ate a piece of frosted lemon cake for lunch.
How was that?
It was like freaking delicious. I got it from the okay. Starbucks.
Okay. Okay. Good.
But I do have skim milk. I think it balances. And, oh, you know, I'm like, wait, like I was driving down the road thinking, you literally have to have arrows in order to like know where to go in order to go to Starbucks with a line so that you don't go over the line. Like you literally have stoplights, even though people know the right thing to do is to let people go. Like you literally have places where you cannot physically take a shopping cart outside the store. Like they prevent you because they don't trust you to do anything with their shopping cart. Right. So this default of, oh, because it's the right thing to do, that's not the way this works. And there is a fine line between compliance and choice. But it's one of those things where we have to educate people and as part of this, but we're going so far backwards in ways that I don't think that any of us thought were imaginable. And it's not going to be because it's the right thing to do. And it's unfortunate because I think people haven't been paying attention for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And we're stuck with a lot of these people for a long time until people get out there to vote and they actually look at what's actually going on within their communities. Because there are people I know that are going to be like, oh, I'm voting Republican straight ticket or Democrat straight ticket without actually looking at people's records of what they represent.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I was teasing Sweet Baby TJ about the Railroad Commission person. And I was like, oh, who cares? It's the Railroad Commission. Cause you know, I'm that person. And he was like, Mom, the Railroad Commission governs fuel, coal, gas, like where, how it goes to the communities. It's a really important role. And I was like, I didn't even think of that.
Imagine how fast we could solve the world's biggest problems if more SaaS startups would gain traction sooner. Welcome to the Tech Entrepreneur on a Mission podcast. This podcast is dedicated to sharing experiences from B2B SaaS CEOs who are going above and beyond to deliver change that is noticed. You will hear their secrets and learn what is required to build a SaaS business that the world starts talking about and keeps talking about, and how to overcome the roadblocks to do so.
Oh yeah, it's huge.
You know, and what else am I don't keep in my regular thought that process?
Yeah.
You know?
I just worry because I also, there's also the piece of, as you think about what could happen, and we're going to be positive here in just a second, I promise.
Yep.
What could happen, like we could be in a very bad place. But then I also am like, there's so many things that are good that like, I just hope that we can actually see some of that stuff come to fruition. But I am reminded of when I took on my 100% focus on DEI only role, and it was, you know, October of 2017. And then we know what happened in November, and it was like, oh my, ole, like, this is not good. This is not good at all. And so, yeah, I guess I just am, I don't know. I'm worried.
I'm worried, but I do also, we do have to look at some of the positive. It has brought people to come together. Some people have used their critical thinking skills and have started looking at how we're really hurting, like what has been happening has been hurting people. Thank you, Katie. For those of you who are not watching.
Yeah, I'm holding up, I have a pencil bag for Jackie.
It says drink water,
a pencil,
love hard, fight racism. Yes, pencil bag or pen bag.
The only reason why I don't want to keep it is because it's yellow, and yellow is my least favorite color. That's why when you, Jackie's going to put yellow stools in her kitchen, and I'm going to fight against that. She doesn't know it yet, but I'm definitely fighting
against it. You know, listen. Yeah. But I just feel like we need to keep hope and just encourage as many people to get out there to do the thing
with the stuff and the things.
Yeah.
So if everyone could just go vote tomorrow, that'd be really neat. Thanks.
Yeah. Or today, whenever you get this.
Yeah. I voted like 2 weeks ago because we have the mail-in here in Arizona, which is lovely because you can actually like sit and like look up, oh, what is this, you know, ballot measure? What's this thing? What's that thing? Yeah.
Yeah, I have my little piece of paper and I have written it down, and I'm ready to just stand in line with my friends and neighbors.
Are you one of those states that you like can't have water in the line?
I wish somebody would. I don't know. But
right? Like, wasn't
I have to get like full dress.
Was that Georgia?
That was Georgia. I have to get full makeup. I always see people. Like, I always am like, I'm just gonna go in my Crocs and whatever. No, I always see a neighbor because I live in a small town.
Yeah. And you might see Chip and Joanna.
I might.
Always. That's always my default. What if I see Chip and Joanna while I'm in Waco? That's really why I've hesitated to come visit, because I have to like prepare myself for the weirdness. Not Chip, Joanna. Like, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm your biggest fan. And also, I'm not crazy, I promise. So they're like working on a castle now.
Yeah, I know. You can pay to go see it.
Is it
in Waco? We'll drive by. Yeah, I know exactly where it is. I pass by it when I go to a regular meeting. I'm very used to the castle.
So I think we need to... this is just going to be a quick one. Obviously we know that,
yes.
But again, the major message here is go vote. But Jackie and I feel like soon we're going to be doing a live from Waco and probably at the silos, right? We'll have
to do that. We'll just go do the tour. I mean, it's not a long one. We and can also, definitely folks,
I want to point something out. Jackie said she had the best grits she's ever had in her entire life while she was in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes, truth.
And so I just want everyone to be on alert that when I come to Texas, my expectation is that I will get some grits. You know why I didn't take you while you were here? This is probably not something we need to have recorded, but we didn't go to Bianco's Pizza, and we should have. So
we'll work it in.
Yeah, because he just was highlighted on Chef's Table Pizza. He was the first person they highlighted. And I just forget about it sometimes, but they literally have amazing pizza and their lasagna is the best thing.
What?
Yeah.
We had pizza and lasagna.
Oh, we did go to Bianco's. Yeah, that was there. So Chris Bianco, you can see a show about him and his restaurant. We did not go to the original location. We went to the one in the Colonnade, but still.
And we didn't have pizza, but I had some yummy deliciousness. Pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All handmade pasta. All right, go vote, people. That's all I have
to say about
that. Don't make me tell you again.
Go vote. Let's go.
This is KVH.
And this is JC.
No, you want to do JFC for this one. JFC says go vote.
Go vote.
You might be surprised to know that not all serial killers are straight cisgender white men, and the victims of true crime are not a monolith either. She's Wendy and I'm Beth, and together we host Fruit Loop's Serial Killers of Color, a true crime podcast.
Together we take deep dives into the true crime stories about marginalized and minoritized perps and victims that often go untold.
We also provide the context and nuance that these stories deserve. At Fruit Loops, we're serving up true crime with a side of history, society, culture, and some fun.
Listen to Fruit Loop Serial Killers of Color on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.